Blog Talk Radio.
Is that J Plus? Like this. It's an independent, everything touching everywhere. Them haters better beware. With us, you cannot compare. We got girls in motion. That's Nikia with Ron, the hybrid one. And that boy Del Sean. Upside down, WA to the YS. We the best, yeah, we fight, not a test. Our radio flies in the old wagon set. Like, you can see the nation from the spot in which we sit. Bars crewing into, and we throw the come through, and we can show you we support that local everything. Online radio. Independent everything.
Another episode of Independent Everything on deck. And man, look around the round table. Everybody's here, damn it. There is Del Sean Mays at the bar. His crew, he done solidified and everything. He's no longer a ghost, y'all.
I'm back. I'm not a ghost no more.
He's no longer a ghost. And there she is, the girl in motion, Miss Girl in Motion. In Motion Events. Can I still say that? Is that still legal to say In Motion Events? I guess it is. She had a wedding Saturday. And she's the executive A&R of Melvin Music Entertainment Management, Melvin Music Records, and the purveyor, and I know that's a hybrid word, of Shoes In Motion. She is the girl in motion herself, Nikia Qualis. Hey.
What's up?
Hey. How you doing?
Hey, sound like you got your mouth full.
Three at a time.
Yeah, I kind of figured that. What's today, Wednesday? Yeah, okay. All right, so we are on deck with, well, I tell you what, let's do this. We were supposed to have a guest, as you guys that are tuning in that have went to the show's homepage and looked, you've read up on this individual. He actually called. I answered him and was speaking with him, but I don't know what happened. He hung up. He was a little early. It was like 9 till, so I thought he just realized it was early and hung up. But I see he's not in queue, so we'll move on. And it's just as well, because I kind of want to talk about the new Bars Crew release, and their Vivo channel is about to go live. I want to give them a shout-out for that. I just got their video today. We still got a little work to do on it, but within days, we should be live with Bars Crew Bebo. Congratulations! What's up with the website and the digital release of Bars Crew Killers? Let's talk Bars Crew today.
As far as the website, man, I'm not a web guru, and I've been trying to handle it myself instead of hiring somebody to do it. And I think I just have to go ahead and hire somebody to do it. But and it's not hard. We're going to get off that subject.
It's a lot of man hours. It's really not hard. It's a lot of man hours. And that's the thing that you pay people to do is the man hours,
right?
Somebody that has the man hours to do. And that's what it is. It's just a lot of hours putting up websites, and you know, Nikia can attest to that. We, you know, just put together a new website for her shoe. I can say this now, can I? Yeah, for her new shoe adventure, Shoes In Motion, and it's a lot of hours. We're still working on it, but it's a lot of man hours.
Yeah, I was like, I gotta make 5 MySpace pages.
Yeah, it's it's a lot.
But as far as the release, Bars Crew Killers is out digitally. I'm going to post a link on Facebook where you could download it off the TMG website. But as far as the iTunes links and the Amazon links, I haven't gotten those yet, so I'll keep everybody updated on that.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, we certainly understand that. We, you know, with our new SMG deal, I've been stressed out. Working the paperwork out and all that, and Nikia has really handled the paperwork end of it as far as spreadsheets and all that stuff as it goes. And she's done a fantastic job at that, as she does with most things that she does. And I've still been stressed out. And I think my stress has jumped off on my computers, my servers. Because last night I could not say launch for more than like 5 minutes, man. It was just dying. They told me my video call was bad and all this crazy stuff. But I think it just reflected where I am, mentally and everything. I've just been kind of stressed out, and I don't get stressed out. So I shouldn't even really use that word. I've been very apprehensive about just a lot of things going on. I think it jumped off on my equipment, if you can even grasp that concept. If you were to visit my cockpit, you'd understand that I'm surrounded by nothing but – it's a cockpit. It's my studio is a cockpit. I got computers everywhere.
I'm sorry. You know how my mind is. And I have stress relievers. I learned a lot of them today, so you have to let me.
Okay, let's see. I think we got a guest here. This may be our guest. Let's see who we got here.
It's him. Well, I was just talking to him, so that's him.
Okay, well, welcome to Independent Everything. We had just actually got into the beginnings of the show. Mr. Foster, are you there? Can you hear us?
I am there. How y'all doing?
How you doing,
great,
sir? Thank you.
I'm good. Real good. I appreciate y'all having me on the show.
Yeah, thank you so much for showing up. Now, I saw that. Was that you that called a minute ago with the 516 number?
Yeah, I called, but it wasn't no answer, or, it didn't work out. So I just switched to a better circumstance.
Okay. Yeah, because I saw you. I put you in queue and was trying to talk to you, but I guess you couldn't hear me. But thank you so much for showing up. And since you are here, let me go ahead and do this real quick, give you a proper introduction.
Okay.
This is Mr. Aaron Foster. He is the winner of Chicago Reader's Best Comic RU 2014. The same year, Chicago was named funniest city in the United States via the USA Today newspaper. He's a native Chicagoan who spent his youth on both the north and south sides of the city. Aaron Foster later graduated from University of Illinois, Champaign Urbana, with a BA, and as a member of Kappa Alpha Psi, Kappa in the house, Incorporated, presently a touring headliner for many concerts, colleges, and clubs. Thank you so much, man, for showing up, man. You have an impressive you have an impressive resume here that is posted on the site, and I'm sure it is just a tip of the iceberg of all that you are involved in, but that is enough to show that you are very, very, prolific in what you're doing and going forward with the not only the comedy end of what you do, but everything that you've been involved in. And again, thank you so much for taking time out of your very busy schedule to don our audience, our friends, family, and fans with your presence. Delshawn.
No, I absolutely appreciate y'all, man. It's real cool. I love doing this. It's all good. And that obviously you have a copy of my bio. That's cool. You know what I'm saying? I'd like you guys to check me out online, at YouTube / Aaron Foster Net. And a lot of the other comics that I kick it with, we all, got a little site that we share each other's videos and what have you. So that's what's up, man. I appreciate coming to hang out with y'all.
Yeah, Delshawn Mays here is one of the co-hosts, and of course you're familiar with Nakia. Delshawn handles the Inquiring Minds Want to Know segments. We're going to get right into that because we are into the show a little bit, and I want to make sure we give you plenty of time at the end of the show to get your accolades and your links and all those things out there that people can connect with you, further.
Right,
so Delshawn, handle the Inquiring Minds with Mr. Foster. Mr. Foster, this is Delshawn Mays of the Bars Crew.
Hello, sir. How you doing?
I'm good. Good,
that's
man.
Great. That's
money.
Great.
man, how long have you been doing comedy?
Okay, I've been doing comedy officially since 1999. I started off in 97 when I used to be a DJ throughout college and at this club called All Jokes Aside, which is a very famous black comedy club throughout the nation. Any black comic that is anything right now, including Mike Epps, Cat Williams, all them dudes used to come through All Jokes Aside in Chicago. There's a documentary called Funny Business written and produced by one of the owners of the comedy club named Raymond Lambert. I'm in for about a good 14 seconds because I was a DJ at that time. But you'll see all the superstars that were a part of that, and that's kind of where I fell in love with comedy. I started to see people like D.L. Hughley come in there and make $30,000 in one weekend, and here I am working a job getting $30,000 in a year. So I'm like, you know what, let me try this comedy stuff. You know what I mean? This looked like the place to be. So that's how I started, man. I might be a little long-winded, but I'm definitely going to thoroughly answer your questions for you.
Oh, I appreciate that. But, where do you draw your inspiration from? You know, and I've always wanted to ask kind of this two-part question. How do you write your joke? Because I write songs myself, but I've never written a joke, you know what I mean?
Right. No doubt. My inspiration comes from everyday life, things that happen. Like right now I'm working on a situation where, you know, I'm single, so I'm trying to date. You know, I bumped into a girl. She lived in this city called Gary, Indiana, which is like the sewer of the Midwest. You know what I mean? It's real terrible. Now, she was a super cute girl, but she was seriously on her game. You know, she was gaming all the dudes. So she talked me into coming back to her house. This chick lived in an abandoned house, boarded up and everything. We had to pull nails out the door to get in and then nail ourselves back in the door. So that's where I get my material from, real life. You know what I mean? And you build it like that. That's your inspiration.
Well, you know, and I know you're probably more seasoned to it now, but first starting out, you know, people expect the comedian to be funny. Did you find pressure in that?
I had a luxury. My luxury was I was a DJ at the comedy club for 2 years, so everybody in the open mics and every comedian already knew who I was. So all I had to do was go on stage and talk about stuff that they didn't know about me. So I got the luxury of doing real well my first two times in my home club. When you start going outside of your home club is when you find out that you suck at comedy. Because when people don't know you, they not laughing as easily. And you just have to work on your material. It's a craft. It's just like music. When you first start singing, you might be pretty good, but you don't know all the nuances of being on stage. You don't know, you know, how to take your cues from the musicians behind you. It's just like that in comedy. You got to be able to read the crowd, know who's going to be laughing at what types of jokes, know who's in your crowd. You can have a crowd of all black folks, or you can have a crowd of all white folks, or it can be mixed in any way in between. In a city like Chicago, you'll learn that because our city is so segregated. It's four scenes. It's a black scene, it's a Spanish scene, it's a white scene, and it's kind of a Asian/Arabic scene also. So if you can't do all four, then a lot of people just concentrate on their one scene. I'm able to do all four. That's why I'm able to stack my resume with different places that I performed, and I've traveled around the country, 42 states, four countries doing this comedy. And I've had limited television because I don't really jump on the Def Jam circuit as much. You know, I get out with my people from Chicago that have been on it, you know, like Corey Holcomb, Deion Cole, them cats were ahead of me. I'm in the same rooms as them, but I never got on. I never went to Def Jam or, you know, I never tried to get on Martin Lawrence, First Amendment. Type of thing. I've been on Last Comic Standing, the second season. I was a Chicago area finalist in that. And then I was on this other television show that I did about 3 weeks on the show itself. It was on Channel 5. It was one of those, you know, like it's like Housewives of Atlanta, but it was a bunch of old white people and they didn't fight. You know what I'm saying? So it didn't last on TV too long.
They got to fight.
No drama.
Yeah. Right. Hey, seems like you got to be ignorant to stay on TV.
Right.
You got to be ignorant. What up?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Tell us about your worst bomb, your worst time, your worst performance on stage.
Okay. Well, my worst bomb ever was at the Congress Theater. It was a show that I was hosting, and Bruce was the headliner. Now, if you know who Bruce is, the people that follow Bruce Bruce look just like Bruce Bruce. They got finger waves, gold teeth, you know what I mean, a chicken in their pocket, you know what I mean, stuff like that, real crazy. Now, I love Bruce Bruce, but his crowd is super ghetto. I mean, real ghetto. So I come out there with, and I hadn't been doing comedy but for about a year or so at that time. It was about 4,000 people in the audience, and they wasn't trying to feel me. You know what I mean? I was some young dude they didn't know, so they started booing me. And the energy was so loud that my clothes were shaking. I'll never forget it. I was like, damn, they booing me like this? You know what I'm saying? Well, I had, you know, that happens to everybody. You just have to recover and keep going. That's how comedy works. Every comic been booed. I saw Dave Chappelle booed in Chicago, ran off the stage. You know what I mean? So it's your day every, you know, you can have a day at any time in this business.
Of course.
Yeah, that was my worst. That was my worst one.
The last question, you have any shows coming out?
Yeah, I got a lot of great shows coming up, man. With Kappa, I do a lot of Greek shows. I'm doing Iowa University of Iowa is March 6th. That they're doing their 101st celebration. I'm doing that. I'm doing a show for actually Gary, Indiana. They're having a show on February 21st. I'm working on three dates that I'm supposed to be working with Kevin Hart on. Those are some dates I'm looking forward to. In August, I'm gonna be in Costa Rica. In March, I'm gonna be in Boston. Man, you know, it's just been a blessing, man. Like I said, I've been all around the country doing this comedy. 42 states, 4 countries, and it's just getting bigger and better. You know.
Well, that's the end of the Inquire
Mind
section.
Okay, I just want to ask a question. And that was a good series of questions too, man. And I just had a question. Tell me what it's like to co-produce and co-host something like a Man Cow TV.
That is one of the craziest circumstances you'll get, because if you've ever watched Man Cow, the show is real controversial and it's very unkind, especially to black folks. So it was, I came on kind of like just a producer, but they have actually physical producers that are in charge of cutting the scenes and stuff like that. Well, Man Cow Show is a crazy, riotous, you know, it's just this big glob of whatever happens, you know, and he'll say some racist stuff to you. All of a sudden you arguing with him on international TV. But, you know, after the thing, everybody's cool, man. You know, he's a racist. I ain't going to say he's not a racist, but he knows what he's talking about from his perspective. And if you man enough to stand toe-to-toe with him, you done a good job, man. You know, they took him off the air, though. I tell you that, because he was setting up some riots or something.
Yeah. I was just wondering what it was like to be a co-producer and a co-host on a show like that, knowing that that, you know, what you're dealing with was real. You know, the dude's serious about what he believe in, you know, and I know he can't, you know, comes at you pretty strong. And then you've been all over radio. Of course, you did you know, the WGCI Radio Chicago. You was a co-host, a guest host on that for some time.
I sat in for Leon Rogers, who's our main host there a couple of times. It's been great, man. I absolutely have been blessed. I've been blessed. That's how I feel about it, you know. I did enjoy working with the Man Cow Show because those cats are real passionate about the politics of the world. So it's an eye-opening thing. You get to learn a lot, you know, with them.
Yeah, and, you know, Tom Joyner, who was one of my early mentors, I worked with him in the Dallas-Fort Worth market. As a matter of fact, I did his jingle packages for some time, but I know he came through WGCI, you know, when he was, you know, a fledgling. So it's interesting that you also worked through. I know others that have come through that. And I do want to give give you accolades for all the other things. Now, the We Love Obama comedy tour, are you still doing that?
Would you stop? See, this is what I'm talking about. You always dip into my questions. Now, it's bad enough that's fine.
Y'all finna fight? Y'all gonna fight in the middle of a radio interview?
Yes.
We finna do our version of Man Cow TV. We gonna call it Hybrid Cow TV, though.
Oh, my God.
I love it.
Look, I had all my inquiring minds questions ready today, and Delshawn, you show up, and so now I got like 7 questions in like 2 minutes to ask them. So, Franz, would you chill?
Hey, I'm sticking around. If you need it longer than 2 minutes, I'll be there. Go ahead, shoot away. I'm with it.
Okay, well, can I finish the question and then you, or is that one of your questions? Is that what you're trying to tell me?
That was my question.
Okay, well, go ahead. I think I better step back and let Charlamagne do her thing then, because she seems really adamant about asking you these questions. So do your thing.
Yeah. You're in trouble, buddy.
Thank you.
Yes,
so
sir. I'm in trouble.
With the State of the Union address last night, and I know you've seen all the memes that, you know, everyone is doing in regards to Obama and his swag and the shade that he threw last night at the Republican Party. Now, your Obama comedy tour, if we were live right now and we were your audience.
Oh, my God. First of all, I'm a giant fan of the whole Obama clan. First of all, I was my tour started to help him get elected in the Chicago area. I did a lot of just footwork for him. But, man, I'm a giant fan for Obama. I mean, but remember, before we actually got President Obama, black folks was in tough situation on TV. We had just went through 3 years of having Flavor of Love as our only black man on TV for a little while.
Wow.
Flavor Flav, y'all remember that ugly creature, man? I don't want to get to cussing on y'all radio show, but that's what we was dealing with. And then finally we had a big, tall, good-looking, very educated black man on TV who ran for president and won. You know what I mean? And then here's the other better part. He brings this brilliant black, real black, beautiful sister with him as his wife, which none of us, if somebody had said your first black president is going to be 2008, we would have bet that he would have had a white wife back in the day. Am I wrong?
No, not at all.
Exactly. And she is all of South Side of Chicago. She lived on the South Side of Chicago, went to school in Chicago, and everything she does shows that she's from Chicago. She has been noted in the newspaper for checking people. Well, when is your first lady check motherfuckers? You know what I mean? That's big. I'm a big fan of the Obamas. They not taking no shorts. They not letting people talk back to them any old kind of crazy way. Now, people are going above and beyond trying them, but they always do what they need to do. When we go back and look at his legacy, Obama's legacy is going to be about, one, how well he did with the position that he was in economically. He has basically pulled our country out of being 100% bankrupt and 100% corrupt. That's incredible. I don't think we've ever had a president that's shown that level of dedication to the country while being disrespected at every turn. Right?
True.
Do that.
Exactly. And then on top of that, every time they come with some kind of villain, he kills them. Bin Laden, dead. You know what I'm saying? Everybody down the whole, every corrupt government, whether you like it or not, whether you have a problem with not or not, whenever they come out saying, we looking for this dude, we going to get him, he gets their ass. We chased Bin Laden for 10 years while George Bush was in office, and he couldn't find him.
Mm-hmm.
Obama found him and put him in the ground. Now, is that good? It's all about what conspiracy you believe in. But I think he's been a great president. I think there has never been a president that has faced more disrespect to the office of president as Obama has, and he's still done it with poise and with pride. And, man, has he aged. Y'all see the pictures of it before and after?
Yeah, bro. Yeah.
Man, that's terrible, man.
I'm going to tell you
he
why.
He looks about 85 years old.
Him and Jimmy Carter, you know why? And Jimmy Carter, no president has aged as much as they have. But you know why? You know why they said Jimmy Carter aged? And so it stands to reason that Obama is aging like he does, because Jimmy Carter was aware of everything that went on in his office, every policy, he wasn't just a puppet. He was involved in everything that went on in his office. And when you are involved in everything that goes on in the office of the president of the most powerful country in the world, it's going to age you if you care.
Yeah.
And so that's why Obama is aging, because he's aware of and he cares. And it's enough to scare the shit out of you, I'm sure, from the presidency's desk, the shit that's going on in the world. And it'll age you. And so that's what that says to me, because I read a report that said that Jimmy Carter was the most informed president of any tenure that we've had. And Reagan was the least informed. People just did shit for him and signed shit for him. And you know what I'm saying? And as opposed to Carter. Carter wanted to know what was going on. He wanted to be involved in all the decision making as a president should. And it ages you, and that's what's happening with Obama, and it really is a testament to his involvement. I don't care who don't like him. I really, really don't, because they usually are coming from a position of ignorance, and there's nothing more dangerous than conscientious ignorance. But the man is one of the most informed presidents that has ever held the office, and I give him that. Whether or not you agree with him or not. Yes, he has done some things and said some things and all those other things, but nothing compared to the lies that we've been fed by our prior presidents, such as Bush and the bullshit that they have sold us over the years, and throw the rock with the left hand and hold the right hand up, kind of, you know what I'm talking about. So I give salute to the man, not because he's a black man as I am, but because he has got in that office and has been very proactive in what his causes were and what his beliefs are, and he's did everything within his power to bring those things to fruition. And for that, I applaud him. We're getting down to 2 minutes, Aaron, and I want to make sure that you give these people information on how to connect with you, how to follow you, how to become a fan, or as business entities may come across your information in this show, how to employ you. So please, if you will, articulate those things.
In order to contact me, you go to Aaron Foster Net anything. So you go Facebook / Aaron Foster Net, and that's spelled AaronFosterNet. And that way you can get to me. The best way to do it is either Twitter @ Aaron Foster Net or Facebook Aaron Foster Net, and also you got me on Instagram. And if you hit Aaron Foster Net @gmail, you'll get me. My website used to be Aaron Foster Net, but then some Chinese folks stole it from me. And I guess it's a compliment, because they believe I'll blow up, so they charging like $3,000 to get my site back. You know, like they used to do people like Shaq and all of them. So I'm proud that they stole it, but I could use it back. The company that I work through is called cstandup.com. It's cstandup.com. It's a company that I and a couple partners built, and what we do is we put comedy shows across the nation. We build productions for people and for products. So if you have like a product like Kraft, and you want a certain product to be introduced to the people, you can use laughter to do that, and that's what we do. It's like a corporate thing. So, man, it's been great to be on y'all radio show. I appreciate it, man. And I hope to be able to, do some cross-promoting with y'all from when I come to the city that you're in.
For sure, and we definitely want to have you back, and this is one of those shows where we always say, man, we should be an hour. And this is one of those kind of shows. I know Nakia still got, she still got questions.
Me
she
down
wants to...
again.
And so we'll make sure the next time we'll start out with Miss Charlamagne because she's such a groupie. Anyway, until the next time on Independent Everything, we want you guys to do an independent duo like everything. Delshawn Mays and the Barge Crew and his new release, Barge Killer, is now digitally released. You guys, he said you can go to the Tape Music Group and get that download. We've just got a plethora of things that have been released this week. We got the new Voice video, JC featuring Voice, is available on her brand new Vevo channel, Hallaqueen Vevo. Please go visit, like, share, follow Voice on Vevo. And, of course, we've got Confirm was just released on the 15th, my second album. It is out in all the major stores. We've also just released the Indaja Chronicles. I have no idea when it's going to be in the stores because it is part of our new SMG affiliation, and so they're handling all that, and we'll let you know as soon as we know. But there's a bunch more I want to tell you, but we're out of time. Thank you so much, Mr. Aaron Foster, for, like I say, donning us with your presence on the show. We'll definitely have to have you back because this was really enjoyable, and there's so much more we want to get into with you, but we're just out of time. So we'll have to have you back and maybe get you even over on the music video. Is he scheduled to be on the allthingsfranz.com radio, Nakia?
He's not scheduled yet, but his video will debut, the performance video that I was sent will debut tomorrow night.
That's if we're up and running. Anyway, thank you so much, man. For Delshawn Mays, Franz the Hive One, Nakia Corliss, and Mr. Aaron Foster, thank you all for joining us on another episode of Independent Everything. We'll see you guys on the next episode Sunday. Don't forget to join us on allthingsfranz.com radio. Or should I say allthingsnakiaandfranz.com radio tomorrow, wow, Thursday, as we launch another episode of Thursday with Nakia and Franz. Until then, you guys, take it easy. Salute.
What happened to peace and hair grease?